you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about Paul Robeson and the Peekskill riots this week.
Yes,
something
indeed.
Something that has been... It was back before the pandemic when I was on another separate podcast called This Day in History Class. That's been hanging out on my list for a long time before being propelled up to the top by it coming up in the Eugene Jacques Bullard episode. I read that whole ACLU report, and the paragraph that we read in the show just turned my stomach. Because yeah. I was like, this is a paragraph that could be in news reporting today about January 6th. It sounded so similar to things people have also said about that. Mm-hmm. And I had just read that part, and it was Farmers Market Day where we live. And I was like walking to the farmers market with Patrick being very quiet. And he was like, what are you thinking about? And I was like... It's a very nauseating thing that I read in an ACLU report that just reminded me of other things still happening.
Uh-huh. That's like the depressing thing about studying history. We just see the same stuff go on over and over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel so conflicted about Paul Robeson. He was robbed of his career. In a way that was grossly unfair and racist and sort of selectively targeted him among all the performers that were there. So much of the criticisms that he made of the United States and of U.S. foreign policy and of racism in the United States was all totally valid. And in some cases, saying it a lot more loudly and a lot more publicly than other people were doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get into his effusive praise of Joseph Stalin, and I'm like, what was going on here? Like,
right. It undermines his entire message.
Yeah, like and there's so many different, and it's all very speculative because like we just don't have his personal thoughts on it noted anywhere. And I can just imagine so many different scenarios, but they're all my imagination, right? Some of the stuff that he was saying in that House Un-American Activities Committee questioning. He was just clearly not participating. Which honestly, I applaud him for. Right. But then, like, I'm like, were you just not going to participate when it came to things outside of that context? When they're like, there was no criticism of various atrocities that had happened in the Soviet Union. And I don't really know. And a lot of times that, you know, like Rutgers has wanted to like more recognize his presence at the university and on like how great of an athlete and a student and all of that he was. And sometimes they will be criticized of like, you kind of skipped over the part about like the unwavering support of authoritarian dictators,
yeah,
which doesn't line up with a lot of the other stuff you were saying. And I have trouble puzzling it all out.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly theorize, which is easy to do. I mean, in saying that he felt like he had been treated more equally when he was there, being really the like root of all of that, kind of speaks volumes, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
In that regard, I could see where someone who was so dismayed at what was going on back home, either kind of having blinders about a thing or being so bought in that like your brain switches off the opportunity to really criticize it.
Yeah. And he was for sure not the only person to visit the Soviet Union in the 30s and sort of see what the goal was, like what the, like this idea that things were going to be more equitable, and really coming away with what the ideal was. And then later on, as like the execution of that idea became in some ways horrifying, had to kind of go back and be like, oh, I supported this earlier and now I have to revise my opinions. And so, yeah, there are some like very lengthy biographies of him that I did not get the opportunity to read for this because there's a finite amount of time. And people have sort of come to different conclusions about what they think his thought process or motivations were. And they don't always agree with each other.
And we'll never know because we can't ask him.
Yeah. Yeah. And just did not leave a lot of introspective writing on that subject. I mean, a lot of publicly facing writing of things that he published, but not so much his reflective inward thoughts on things.
Yeah. Yeah. On the upside, it's fun to get to kind of call out Pete Seeger's progressive activism. Because I think people can forget sometimes, you know, yeah, as he's become like, you know, that oldies musician.
Right.
He was really like spearheading a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I occasionally will think about doing an episode on Pete Seeger. Because there was a lot of stuff that he did that I think was really cool. And then there was also stuff that he did that I think was really problematic. And so,
oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons that, like, that's never, like, he's never really been formally on my short list of topics to cover. Because I just know going in that there's going to be so much I'm going to have similarly conflicted feelings on.
Well, that's kind of the danger of, like, viewing anyone as a hero or any organization as a hero, right? Nothing is as pure and clean and one-sided and simple as we think. There's always messiness because we're humans.
Yeah. Pete Seeger did not live far from Peekskill. It was only like 15 or 20 miles away. And one of the things he talked about was leaving the concert. Like, he needed to turn one direction to go to his house and the police would not let him go that way, because they were funneling everybody down this kind of gauntlet of rock throwing men.
Oosh, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No way to get out of it.
Man, humans and their ability to hate others is never, I should be jaded to it. And I never am.
Yeah.
I was like, how did you go home at the end of that night and go like, I'm going to sleep great knowing I threw rocks at people who could not defend themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
On that happy note.
Fortunately, I'm 90% sure that this is going to be a Monday episode. And we put our behind the scenes in the same order the episodes came out. So hopefully we're going to have a little musical transition and an ad break, and then maybe something happier or something Halloween-y, I actually think might be what's going to be discussed next.
Bum, 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 the magic of Halloween time. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Tracy, We talked about Johann Georg Schröpfer this week.
Yep.
We're kicking off our Halloween fun, which I always love. He's an interesting on-ramp because I think most people recognize at this point that he was making it up. But it is a fascinating, to me, it's a fascinating look at global mentality at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The one thing we didn't talk about, there were a few things we didn't talk about. One, he was only 36 when he died.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this really was a very fast, right? Like, he moved to Leipzig in 61. He would have been still quite young at that point. He got married right then. And then, you know, he did this, like, I'm going to run my little wine bar and my coffee house. And then suddenly he was like, and mystical arts. And that period of his life is really just a couple of years long.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, he burns out rather spectacularly. I want to come back to that and why he might have burned out so spectacularly and so quickly. But the thing that we did not talk about, we mentioned, you know, this follows on the Seven Years' War and all of that conflict. But what's fascinating to me is that all of this is also going on at the same time that the colonies in North America are about to really, really, you know, that are digging in on their fight with England.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger indicator. And that's, of course, related to the Seven Years' War, which we talked about, like both England and France trying to claim that they owned places that, frankly, already had people on them, and that whole problem. But
mm-hmm.
this is a time when the entire world, as people in Europe knew it, was just, there was nothing they could predict, I think they probably felt like, right? So it is sort of natural. Those are the moments when mysticism becomes very appealing to large
right.
groups of people. Of course, we don't know anything, but if I can learn mystical things, I'll know something. So there's like a weird comfort in it. And I think that's one of the things that really does make things like this happen kind of in those little clumps. Going back to him blazing out rather quickly, we talked a little bit about him using intoxicants on his followers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the theories that some people have put forth, and again, at this point, it's all theory. It's not like
right.
we can dig him up and do a tox screening. I never saw anything listing even where he would be laid to rest. Like, I don't know if people know. They might. But in any case, one of the things that came up that someone put forward that I thought was really interesting was the idea that if he was also potentially using intoxicants in the mist that he was projecting on,
mm-hmm.
or just if there was anything in the burning of those, you know, lamps, his magic lantern candles or whatever, he may have been slowly poisoning himself and causing his own mental deterioration chemically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how that might account for some of his, like, very quickly shifting but progressively weirder behavior right there at the end. It's just an interesting way to consider it. I the idea of having a coup over a Freemason lodge at gunpoint and people being like, yep, you're the new leader now, is very weird to me.
Yeah, that reminded me a little bit of our Aleister Crowley
yes.
episode and the Battle of Blythe Road, is that was what it was called? Uh-huh. It reminded me a bit of that from, I think, last Halloween is when that was.
That seems correct. On a much lighter note, when I got to the section where it was talking about him calling forth Struency and Brandt,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but think of one of my favorite shows of all times, Home Movies, which I don't know if I've talked about on the show before. Have I? Probably.
I think so. Yeah.
Because I love it so much. It's by Lauren Bouchard, who also does Bob's Burgers now, which is wildly popular, well-deservedly. And he did Dr. Katz before that. But on Home Movies, there's one episode where Coach McGurk, who is this kind of train wreck of a man who is a kid's soccer coach, but also just a mess in a lot of delightful ways, and is voiced by John Benjamin, who now does the voice of Bob and Archer, if you watch that show. He goes temporarily blind, and he believes, because if I'm remembering correctly, he gets LASIK surgery by a not great LASIK surgeon, and it's only temporary, but he goes blind, and he believes that his senses have heightened in other ways and ends up faking that he is psychic and can conjure celebrities. And so it's like the very modern version of this, where he like mm-hmm. starts doing bad impersonations of John Wayne and, you know, other celebrities. And I just pictured then, as I was thinking about that and reading about Schrepfer doing really bad impersonations of Struency. And I was like, that would be very funny.
Yeah.
And would make a very good show that I would laugh and laugh at.
This is only tangentially related, but when I was looking for artwork to go on our social media, I found one picture that, when I found it, was labeled as being this guy, right? Doing one of his things.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, there are stock photo places that sometimes will have all of these, what should clearly be public domain photos or public domain images that they're like trying to license for money. And it was at one of those places that I had found this photo labeled this way. And so I had been tracking it down, trying to be like, okay, what is the original source on this? And it was actually an illustration of Cagliostro, who we've also done an episode on. And I was like, wow, okay. Interesting little circle there.
They are sometimes invoked together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you saw the same one I saw, which the caption made it seem like a strange chain of events. The caption read something in the one that I saw that was like, Schrepfer calling forth spirits before he runs into the woods to shoot himself. And I'm like, what? That wasn't quite how that played out. But I mean, I guess. But the way it was written, it made it seem like he maybe got scared in the thing and ran and did it. But there's a much longer chain of events, even on that night that he did die. So that was a weird one. And I, as you said, it's very tricky to find pictures of him. You can find some of the links, but usually it's the older one.
Right.
yeah. He's interesting. I love a good charlatan story.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me. Here's where I find a kernel of redemption for Schrepfer versus some other charlatans.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like because he had called out the Minerva Lodge as taking money from members, that he was not doing that, but he was taking money from very rich people who bought into his scheme.
Right.
And so I'm a little less eager to judge him for being a charlatan because he wasn't exploiting people who were poor and desperate generally, to the best of my knowledge. That is a fine line to walk and certainly a very granular distinction of morality, but it makes his weirdness a little easier to stomach. We have so much more fun Halloween coming, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best time of year.
Yeah, the very next thing we're going to record has some common themes with this one.
And then I have another one that's also a modern-ish spiritualism story that will probably dovetail on both of these, among others. It's going to be a fun month.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your weekend coming up, we hope that it is smooth as silk and that it is filled with whatever level of Halloween-themed revelry you want. I'm going to eat candy corn. I know not everybody wants to. So I'll take yours if you don't want it. That's just fine by me. If you have responsibilities that are keeping you from fully engaging in revelry, I hope that that also goes very smoothly and that it's not too rough and that everything works as it should. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic and then more Halloween fun on Monday.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.